It's a residency at the House of M's.
This is Triple M Nights with Dave Gleeson.
There are so many questions to ask our next guest, such as, now that you're in your 40s, does the line I'm just a middle-aged dirtbag baby work as a Tinder profile? And also, do you regret not having tickets to Justin Timberlake instead of Iron Maiden in the year 2000, which may have made you more successful with the ladies at the time? And luckily, we get to ask all of those questions tonight. Our next guest wrote one of the great songs, and we mean that. I don't think there's one person in Australia who can resist singing that falsetto part at work Christmas parties as loud as they can.
I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby, like you.
And work Christmas parties come up like 8 times a year. We crash a lot of people's work Christmas parties. That's a lot of exposure. We want to know what this legend's up to these days. So please welcome the guy from Wheatus, Brendan B. Brown.
There's a massive concert tour going to hit our shores very shortly throughout April. It's called Pandemonium. It features Alice Cooper, Blondie, Placebo, Deep Purple, and we are so lucky to be joined right now in studio by Brendan B. Brown, the lead singer of Wheatus. Thanks for coming in, mate.
Thanks for having me, dude.
Now, tell us about Australia. You've been here a few times.
Many times, yeah. Well, you guys were the first to pick up Teenage Dirtbag and do anything with it.
Wow.
You know, the day before we came here, we were playing Lawrence, Kansas in front of two people who thought we were Smash Mouth, you know what I mean? So, you know, we came down here and you made it number one. And it was the first place that did anything. And so we decided to stay. We went down to Barnsley's house in Barrel, the White House, and started making our second album here.
Unreal.
We made quite a bit of it here, with a guy named Brendley. Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic, mate. It's great to have that connection, isn't it? When you can, like, from the other side of the world, you make a song and then you get over here.
And
like,
then it gives you a life. Somebody says, here's a new life, you know, in a new country. Yeah, it was kind of great. We really enjoyed it, and I loved the place. I loved the atmosphere and the little critters that you have that can kill you and all that fun stuff. So, yeah. And Vegemite. I fell in love with Vegemite.
Oh, yeah? You're actually a fan of Vegemite?
Very much so,
it's how you have it, isn't it?
I have it in heaps.
There's people who get turned off because they have a big teaspoon of it.
I eat it raw.
Do you, right?
Yeah, I had a couple packs last night. We were at the hotel. I was like,
I'm
kind of hungry, but I don't
want to. You're a dead set Aussie then.
Oh, yeah. With my finger, so, you know, it's authentic.
Unreal. Now, I was doing a bit of research, and it turns out that very early on, you decide, like, the record company wanted you to mime on
a lot of that,
Top of the Pops.
Yeah, that was like always, they save a lot of money if they didn't have to have the whole audio crew there, right?
Sure.
So they were constantly trying to get us to do that, and we were like, nah, man.
And then, of course, since then, you've done it all on your own, haven't you? Like, you guys have put out stuff on your own.
We've been 100% independent, no label, no management since 2005.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's really, I mean, and I'm sure people really don't understand the undertaking that is to be able to compete in the world when there's record companies throwing huge amounts of cash at bands and stuff like that. And
to
take it on your own is a big undertaking.
Well, yeah, I mean, all that money and stuff just makes me nervous, you know, because it comes with their ideas, right?
Sure.
Here, you know, I want you to wear this pirate shirt.
The puffy shirt.
You know, like, what are you kidding?
And of course, you pay it back at a massive premium, you know, when you're making these video clips and they say it's going to cost $100,000, you end up paying $400,000 back to the record company before you even make a cent out of stuff.
Right, but now a smart young artist can make authentic, emotional content with their TikTok account and bypass that whole, you know, fortune teller nonsense.
Yeah,
that's it.
It's all these people that take celebrations and say, oh, look what we did with this band. They don't know what's going to happen.
No.
They're just signing a bunch of bands going,
Yeah, and bad deals too. Yeah. We could talk about that forever.
So you're a part of this massive concert series with all these big bands. What do you like about when you're on the road or you do a few shows with a bunch of bands like that?
It's like the Willie Nelson song, you know, On the Road Again.
Yeah,
we're a big family and we love traveling together. In this particular case, I can't believe we're playing with some of these bands. I mean, Wolf Mother's on it.
Yeah.
The Psych Furs are on it, you know.
Yeah.
And Deep Purple, I mean, our third record, you know, I almost trashed it because it sounded too much like them. You know? we were going for that big stereo guitar with the Hammond organ working loud, you know, that kind of vibe, and those dry, punchy drums. It's proto-metal, right? They invented it pretty much.
Yeah, sure.
And, you know, it's just, I can't believe we're playing with them. Like, I can't believe it.
Yeah, great. And what, I mean, you've obviously a prolific songwriter. And have been the main songwriter with the band all these years. Do you still find inspiration, still kind of getting off on stuff to
always
write songs about?
Currently inspired by Art Alexakis from Everclear.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you're familiar with his situation,
yeah,
but he's got MS and he gets up on stage every night and he just totally pulls it out from nowhere. And, you know, I mean, it'll stop you from complaining about anything ever,
sure,
really, you know.
So is he, like, suffering from the effects of it?
Indeed,
like,
yeah, yeah. But I don't know where he gets it, man. He's a soldier. He's like, I watch him every night. We were on tour in the States. He took us out with Living Color and Hoobastank and his band Everclear. And we were lucky that was coming out of pandemic 2021. He took us on a whole summer tour.
Uh-huh.
And I watched him every night. It was like going to school, you know. It's the real thing, and he's one of my favorite songwriters from before I knew his full
sure
story.
Now you bought your guitar in. Now just talk to me about your guitar. You built your own guitar.
Well, so I designed it, and there's a guy in New Jersey called Brian Neville, who's a luthier, but what he really is, he's a structural engineer and a sculptor. That's what he studied, and he helped me build something really weird. It's a wedge. It's much thinner on the bass side than it is on the treble. So
right,
it sits on you sort of like fanned out, you know, it's a little bit
like
easier.
The flamenco type guitars.
Exactly, yeah, yeah, like a mariachi. Mm. And it's basically a hybrid between like what would be an acoustic archtop jazz guitar and something metal from the 80s, like an 80s Paul Reed Smith
right,
or something
like that,
right? So the neck is really shreddy and fast, but the body is big and sort of chunky and fat, and it's all hollow. And I've been trying to build this guitar since I was maybe 20. Just couldn't get anybody to do it. And Brian finally built me four guitars. I gave the first one to Art Alexakis from Everclear because he played it on the tour bus and he loved it. And I was like, you know what, man, it's yours. How can I keep it from you, you know? But the other three that I have were intensely engineered and designed for the road and for the ergonomics and for the tone and everything. And they're special. And then Brian stopped building guitars after that.
Yeah, right. So they're very unique.
Yeah, they're the end of the line, yeah.
All right, so let's get it out. And you're going to play... I'm telling you, this is the biggest thing that we've had happen here. We've had people come into the studio, but to have you come in and play Teenage Dirtbag, mate, we are so excited.
Oh, man, me too. A little nervous, but excited mostly.
Well, let's get it on.
Her name is Noelle, and I have a dream about her. She rings my bell. I got gym class in half an hour. Oh, how she rocks in kids and tube socks. But she doesn't know who I am, and she doesn't give a damn about me, 'cause I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby. Yeah, I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby. Listen to Iron Maiden, baby, with me. Ooh. Her boyfriend's a dick, and he brings a gun to school, and he'd simply kick my ass if he knew the truth. He lives on my block and he drives an IROC, but he doesn't know who I am, and he doesn't give a damn about me, 'cause I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby. Yeah, I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby. Listen to Iron Maiden and Screaming Jets now, baby, with me. Oh yeah, dirtbag. No, she doesn't know what she's missing. Man, I feel like mold. It's from night, and I am lonely. Lo and behold, she's walking over to me. This must be fate. My lip starts to shake. And how does she know who I am? And why does she give a damn about me? She said I got tickets to Iron Maiden, baby. Come with me Friday, don't say maybe. I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby, like you. Ooh.
Interviews and backstage experiences. Don't forget to subscribe to Triple M Rock on the Listener app.